Everything changes when Jesus becomes Lord of your life. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Balchapel explains what it means to have new life in Christ.
God says, look, you got to know something, that when I died, your victory was won, and you're alive in Jesus Christ, and you've got to not just know it here, you've got to reckon it here, and stop living like a standby Christian, and start living like a first-class Christian, and living the way that God wants you to live, with assurance in your heart that you belong to Him, and that you can have new life every day.
The single most important event in a person's life is the new birth. Yet this is also one of the most neglected doctrines in the church. In our series, New Life Today, we'll discover what happens when a Christian becomes born again. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Balchapel, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Living for God is not only our sacred privilege as Christians, but it is the most fulfilling, rewarding life possible. In the heart of every Christian, God has placed a compelling desire to live for Him. And now, here's Dr. Balchapel with part two of a message called The Gift of New Life.
The power to continually sin without knowing how to stop, that dominion of sin is no longer upon you. And also it means that you are forgiven from the sin and the penalty of sin. You are made free. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And so you have freedom. You have forgiveness through Jesus Christ, through the gift that He gives. There is forgiveness made available for all of us. Now, sometimes people that we know, even in our own family, they don't give forgiveness as quickly, as readily as God gives it to someone on the basis of His Son. When God the Father sees that we have received the Son, there is forgiveness that is offered. Now, I heard about a fellow that was pulled over by a police officer, and there was a conversation that was made, and the officer said, to the man, he said, let me see your license. And the man says, what's the problem, officer? And he said, well, you were going 75 and a 55. And the man said, I was only going 65. And his wife leans over and says, you were going 80. He kind of stares his wife down, and police officer says, well, I'm also going to have to give you a ticket for a broken taillight. And the man said, broken taillight? I don't have a broken taillight. She said, Harry, you've known about that broken taillight for weeks. Again, he kind of stared down his wife. Police officer says, I'm also going to have to give you a citation for not wearing your seatbelt. He said, no, I just took off my seatbelt right when you walked up, officer. And the wife said, Harry, you never wear your seatbelt. The man looked at his wife and said, would you be quiet for once? The officer said, does your husband always speak to you that way? She said, no, only when he's drunk. Now, I've seen this to be true. I've seen family members who kind of wish problems on their family members, who kind of wish that maybe they'd have a time to learn their lesson, and they don't give forgiveness as quickly. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever been around a bitter family member? But God says, when you receive this gift, that you are delivered from the penalty of sin. You're forgiven. You're delivered from the dominating presence of sin. In fact, Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. The forgiveness of sins is not something, look, you can come up to me and ask for my prayer and I'll pray for you, but I can't forgive your sin. There's no way I can do that. No pastor, no priest, no church can forgive sin. The Bible says even the forgiveness of sin. Where do we get that from? It's from Jesus Christ. He shed His blood. We used to sing a song when I was a kid in Sunday school. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There'll be a second offering for that solo after the service. What can cover sin? Just the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other sacrifice that's as pleasing to God. So we're covered from the penalty of sin. There's a decision we have to make. What are we going to do with Jesus Christ? And when we make that decision to put our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, then we have a deliverance from the dominion of sin and from the penalty of sin. It's a wonderful deliverance indeed to have through Jesus Christ. And so there is a decision that every person must make. That decision can bring a deliverance. And ultimately, and finally this morning, it can change your destiny. It can change your forever. Now, this is what Jesus offers. Jesus says to someone who is needing deliverance that if they'll come by way of the cross, they can overcome and they can have the forgiveness of sin and ultimately an eternity with the Lord. Now notice this in verse 23 as we close, just this one verse, and think about these words again. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now let's think very quickly about the word wages, right? Wages. The wages of sin is death. God says that there's a deserving payment. And before we look at the destiny that we will have through Christ, let's think about what we really deserve. And God says the wages of sin is death. Death speaks really of a separation from God. God says, what I deserve because of my sin nature is not to be in heaven with God, but what I deserve is separation from God. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Adam and Eve, in their sin, brought sin into the world. Sometimes Adam is referred to as the federal head of the human race. And when they sinned, sin came into the world. And if, in case you haven't noticed it, we don't really have to teach children how to sin. They just pick up on it just all by themselves. You go over into the nursery this morning, you'll see some of your children pulling toys from one another, biting one another, pulling one another's hair. I hope you didn't teach them how to do that. They pretty much pick up on sin by themselves. Why? We have a sin nature. And the Bible says sin has passed upon all men. And because of that, the Bible says we fall short of the glory of God. And sin is a problem that we all have. I heard of a fellow hurrying to take his child to school. And he did a U-turn. And he said to his daughter, he said, oh, I just did an illegal U-turn. And she said, it's okay, Dad. The police car right behind us just did the same thing. That's not a good thing when that happens. Sin has a payment to be made. Now, the Bible says the wage, what I deserve because I'm a sinner, is not the gift of God. What I deserve is separation from God. And we could preach more about that, but suffice to say, no one wants to spend eternity separated from God. There's a time coming in Revelation 20 referred to as the Great White Throne Judgment. And the Bible speaks about the books that will be opened, the book of life that will be opened. And the Bible says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, you're not at a Baptist church if you don't hear about the lake of fire. But let me just tell you something. To be separated from God is not a good thought. And the wages of sin is death or separation from God. Now that's kind of a bummer part of the story, isn't it? That's like the bummer part of that verse, the wages of sin is death. No one really wants to hear that. But like I said a moment ago, you cannot appreciate your deliverance unless you understand what you're delivered from. We can't appreciate heaven unless we understand the price that was paid to take us there. So it says the wages of sin was death, and here it is, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So let's say the last part together. Ready to begin. But the gift of God is eternal life. Now let's think about that gift and we'll close. The gift of God is eternal life. I said this earlier. The church can't give eternal life. The pastor can't give eternal life. It's the gift of God. Only God gives eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. Now, some people say, I don't know if I can have that. 1 John 5, it's in your notes. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. And he that has the Son has life. Remember that decision we talked about? He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. So that decision has ramifications. If someone has received the Son, he has the gift of life, eternal. If he has not received the gift of God, he has not eternal life. And verse 13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life. But let's look at this last phrase, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what if there's someone here who says, well, I know I need the forgiveness of my sin. and I want to know that I have eternal life. What do I do to have eternal life? And boy, all of a sudden there's 57 arrows. Do this, go to this church, do this, do that. I just want you to remember this truth. And this is not Baptist theology or chapelology or whatever. This is what the Bible says. The gift of God is eternal life. Hear this. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's one way, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, I know we live in a pluralistic society. I know that these officers, you should serve everybody, whether they believe in God or not. I get that. But we're not talking about serving the community. We're talking about how to know that you're going to be in heaven someday. And that happens through Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. It's very exclusive. And we've got to realize Jesus said, I'm the door. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. And when we come to Jesus Christ as our Savior, we can have the gift of eternal life. Now, that's something you've got to receive. It's something that we have to make a decision to receive. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are we saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. If you've got to do something to get it, it's not a gift. And when you make that decision to receive Christ, he delivers you from the penalty of sin, and he gives you a destination in heaven, a home in heaven. And it's a literal place. You can study the Bible. Gates of pearl, streets of gold. It's a gated community. There's no graffiti. There's no police officers. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now, I remember very well when Captain Dealey called me and said, Pastor, I need you to go out to see Chris Sorensen with me. And I remember walking into that house and meeting Chris, and I remember when the mayor called me a few years ago and said, hey, you need to get over here. Steve Owen's been shot. And some of you were there. And I just want to tell you, there's a brotherhood in the law enforcement community, and I respect that. I love seeing it. But at those moments, there's only one question that a Bible-believing pastor asks. Did he ever receive the gift? Did he ever make that decision? What did he do with Jesus? All that ever matters at those moments is what did he do with Jesus? Because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. And when someone says, that's not for me, and they walk away from Jesus, there's ramifications. There's eternal ramifications. Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And I ask you today, who do you say that he is? Not just from your head, but from your heart. Has there ever been a time in your life when you received Jesus Christ as Savior? Have you ever received that gift? Because when you do, your sins are forgiven, and you have the promise of a home in heaven. You can know that you have a home in heaven. I don't care if you're a member of this church or some other church. That decision needs to be made in this lifetime. It's the most important decision you'll ever make. And I pray that if you've never made it, that you'll make it even today.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.